Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. As always, happy Friday to you. I'm kind of jumping in here at the end. I was out of the listening area with my job. I work a couple days a week yet. I was kind of like a north of the Dells and stuff here, but as I drive up to this area, it amazes me that the very people the Democrats are trying to help vote Republican because they still see Trump signs. And yesterday afternoon, a guy went by me up in this area with a pickup truck, two Trump flags and some kind of an American flag. So, you know, it's a free country, so you can do whatever you want to do. But if somewhere along the line, the very people the Democrats are trying to help, I don't, it doesn't seem to me that they're voting for their Democratic Party. I don't know if they're missing the message or what. You take what's going on with the COVID relief plan here. You have a senator from the state that's dead against this, and looks like the whole Republican Party is going to be against it. And mostly this is helping small business and working poor and people, you know, that need relief. And I just don't understand what's going on here is all I'm saying this morning. I don't know. I don't get it, Matt. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, Paul. And people are puzzled over that. I have some ideas, and I'll tell you. But it's basically the notion that people vote against their own interests. Well, I think that it's kind of premature and condescending in the minds of some of these scholars to say that people vote against their own interests. People are smart. They know what they're doing. And when they vote for Trump and they vote for these people, even though economically they'd be benefited by what the Democrats are doing, there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And I think here are a couple of them. One of them is, it used to be that, I'll put it to you this way. People vote for people whom they think like them, who care about them. Now, it's true that what we do in legislation is better for these people. But they get the feeling, apparently, from what I've been reading, that the Democrats, that of the two parties, Trump likes them more than the Democrats. Now, Trump is a fraud. You know, Trump is a seducer. He can turn it on and off. You know, when he says he's for defense and he's for the military, he's the guy that also said that the people that served in Vietnam and in the military now are suckers. Remember, suckers. Why would they do that? What's in it for them? He went out to Arlington Cemetery with General Kelly. General Kelly was his chief of staff, was a Marine Corps four-star, General Kelly. His son was killed in the Middle East. He was a Marine lieutenant, died in combat. They visited his grave, and Trump, this is the most insensitive thing I've ever heard. Trump turns to him and said, you know, basically, why'd he do it? What was in it for him? This is the guy's dead son who died in combat. Trump doesn't care about soldiers, doesn't care about women, doesn't care about anybody, but he has a seductive personality that has convinced some people that he does. And then they look at the Democratic Party, and it's very analytical. Yeah, this bill is better for you, but I don't think that we have candidates who convey that they like people in some areas. And there's a tremendous emphasis in the press and otherwise on minorities, on urban areas, as there should be. Minorities have been badly treated and discriminated against, but everybody looks on this as a zero-sum game. So if you like somebody else or for somebody else, you must be against me. Well, it's not true. Starting with Franklin Roosevelt, the Roosevelt Coalition, everybody benefited. The question is coming down is, how do you manage a multiracial democracy? Part of it is campaigning and presence. And I was a loud voice in the Democratic Party during the Biden campaign, an early supporter of Biden. the Democratic Party didn't put signs up in some, in, for instance, the 3rd Congressional District, the 8th, the 7th, the 6th, rural areas of the 2nd and the 1st, until the fall. There were some signs up, but some of us funded it ourselves. Local parties did, but the state party and the national party had this thing where we'll put it up in October. And all along they kept saying, oh, well, we'll get to it. Well, they weren't getting to it. Trump signs went up all over the place. It's all people saw. You got to understand something. A lot of those Trump signs aren't up by people who like Trump. If you're a farmer and money's very tight, they come to you and say, we'll give you $200 a month if we can put a Trump sign here in your property near the highway. You're going to go, yeah, fine. That's fine. We could have put signs all over northern and western and northeastern Wisconsin, and we didn't. The National Party and the State Party did a very good job raising money, but all they did on conference calls every couple of weeks was saying, there's a glitch. The printer didn't get it to us, and they strung everybody along from May to October. So what happened was through Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, all people saw when they went outside of Milwaukee and Dane County was basically Trump signs. And they could have seen a ton of Biden signs. And one of the stupid excuses the state party gave was, well, so we want to know who the VP is. And we won't know that till the end of August and blah, blah, blah. And they just kept putting up, we need a Democratic Party who, in addition to raising money, understands the need for presence. Understands the need for signage. Messaging is important, but you have to see the name. If all you see in a county like Wisco Paul is up around the Dells or north of the Dells, if all you see are Trump signs, you're going to figure, well, Trump likes us. He's around here. And who are these other guys? Do they like us? You know, does the squad like us? All they do is basically attack and insult other Democrats. No, we have got to have stronger leadership. Now, I think under Biden, he's a strong guy, and he is a guy who has been a good soldier for a long time, and he will get it. He will get it. But to answer Wisco Paul's question, what's going on is the reason people will vote for a party that doesn't necessarily vote for legislation that would help them and doesn't vote for the other is for the reasons I've just described. Now, we still won Wisconsin for Biden, but you know something? We lost two state Senate seats, including up in Hudson and up in Green Bay. And we did pick up two assembly seats in Brookfield and the North Shore of Milwaukee. But the truth of the matter is it got very, very divided. We go into the next race. This is a word from a former party chairman to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin nationally, knock off a lot of this other stuff. Get out there with signage 6 months early. Go hand to hand with them. Say we like people. We're here. And right now, we are not communicating that. There are more people on the line. We're coming up to a break. I don't want to go to the phones and give you 10 seconds to say your piece and give me 10 seconds to respond. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789. I'll go back to the lines immediately after the break.